The poultry industry is now struggling on the peninsula as the coronavirus takes its toll on workers in the processing plants. Nearly 2 million birds are said to be slaughtered in Delaware and Maryland as workers are either out sick with the virus or are abiding by the guidelines to stay out if they feel ill. So where does this leave the poultry growers as we enter yet another month of the virus? Virgil Shockley is a farmer and poultry grower in Worcester County and was a former county commissioner for 16 years.
Right now, we are out of chickens. I haven't heard a word. I have no clue when we're going to get chickens back because they don't have people on the processing line. And that's what it comes down to. So the chickens that are out here in the field currently in those houses basically have no place to go, part of them. I should say not all of them, part of them. So we're kind of in a waiting period.
We understand that a couple of million chickens will be destroyed due to staffing shortages on the peninsula.
That's heartbreaking. I don't even know any other word for it. I mean, we raise chickens, but at least what we do here, we're a small operation. We have 42,000, so we have two houses. And to see all that food just go to waste, that's... That's the only other word I know to use for it. Just heartbreaking.
Do you think that this will mean that some of the poultry growers will actually go out of business if this lasts for a while?
If this lasts, yeah. If this is still going on in the fall, then you're gonna see farms go under. Especially if you have the newer houses with the payments that those guys are paying. On some of these large farms, they're paying $60,000-$70,000 a quarter. There is no way that they're going to be around if this goes to September or October. It's just financially impossible.
Well, is there any financial help for the farmers, the growers, either from the state or from the federal government?
Not yet. No. We're self-employed, so we're not. Apparently, I got a call from my CPA who basically told me that he was going to sign me up, but there was not a single person that he signed up had received anything yet.
Nothing from the small business loans. I mean,
no.
You are a small business.
We are, but that money, the first round got chewed up by Harvard and Princeton and Ruth Steakhouse and Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Then the second round's probably maybe what 2-3 days. They'll have that. They'll flood that. There's nothing out here for us. Either we make it or we don't.
So what do you think it means for you if it goes on for a long time? I mean, will you get out of the chicken business then, or is the soybean financially viable? I mean, what's your financial outlook?
If this continues past July, I'm saying probably June, most of us can make it to the fall. I mean, because we're used to being on a rotation anyway of when the money's coming in. This fall is when you're going to see everything. If this doesn't get back to semi-normal, this fall is when you're going to see everything crash.
Virgil Shockley is a farmer and poultry grower in Worcester County. In our last segment, we talked with him about how he sees the future, especially if the restrictions from the virus last into the fall. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.